All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. We are moving on into the month of March. Hard to believe the flowers are coming out and spring is on its way, but we still have a ways to go. But glad you're here on this day. Today, I want to talk about a couple different things that I hope motivate you for the week ahead. Number one, in 1 Timothy, there's a chapter in there where Timothy talks about the good fight of faith. The good fight of faith. And that's a bizarre kind of mashup of words. We often don't think about a good fight. Most of us don't want to fight. Most of us want to avoid conflict at all measures. But here, Timothy is pointing to the good fight of faith and to take hold of the eternal life, which we say really is life, to the life that you were called and for which you were made. The life for which you were made. What is that life for you in this community, in this world, right here and right now? You know, a lot of us think about going throughout life and there's a lot of ladder climbing that goes on. We move from one thing to the next. There's another accomplishment that's out there in front of us that we need to chase down, all those kinds of things. But if you really think about it, everybody who's trying to climb up a ladder of any kind, at the end, what do? You get up to the final step. You can't go any further except down or off the ladder. It reminds me when I was a teenager and working for my superintendent of schools as a painter. He had these painting crews. It was a wonderful job and really enjoyed that time in those summers. But we'd paint these old barns. And we would have these huge extension ladders. And at times we wouldn't put them up onto the wall, we would turn them in the direction to the cupola that was over the barn, the overhang of the barn where this metal rod was coming out where the door would open up, and we'd sit the ladder, the tip of the ladder, up on that bar, not knowing how rusty it was, if it was well attached. And so it's like you were just climbing up into thin air, and you get to the top to paint this overhang area, and you'd realize your ladder literally had an inch that it was hanging on there, just an inch. And I thought, my goodness, if I would have ate that extra cupcake at dinner or a couple more Mountain Dews of energy, I might have bounced a little too hard and that ladder would have come tumbling down. But folks, what I want you to do here today is think about those leaps into the unknown. Even the ladder makes us step out in faith. And so how are you stepping out in faith to fight the good fight of faith into the purpose for which you have been called? How is it that God is calling you to live and to invest and to equip and to serve for God here in our world? Well, here's an interesting note. In August 1953, a truck driver arrived at a Memphis studio and announced that he wanted to start a singing career. "What do you sound like?" asked the secretary. To which this man said, "I don't sound like nobody," answered Elvis Presley. Nope, he certainly did not just sound like anybody. He had his own voice. He had his own way of being. And jumping out into that singing career was a leap into the unknown. And when I look out in the world today, I see those leaps happening all around. And I hope you see them too. I hope you're experiencing them too. And as a community called Grace, let us keep stepping out of the boat onto the waters of which Christ calls, trusting in Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. May you all be well on this day. God's blessings to each of you. And remember, God's work in Christ is finished. The end is written, which means Jesus Christ is our living hope. Yes, He is our living hope. Good day.